been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, June the 21st, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Broadcasting again today from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, where at about 7 p.m., 8 p.m. last night, it was 102 degrees. But lovely, very lovely, nice dry desert heat, a lot of cactus. Well, there's a few cactus burrs out there in the market this morning, especially in the large cap Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 116 points this morning. The Dow is at 24,541. We have lost the battle to 25,000 once again for now. The S&P 500 is down 6 points to 2761. The NASDAQ, however, well, it's down. It's down only 8 points, and it hit a new all-time high yesterday. Did anybody notice that? 7,772, down 8 points this morning. Russell 2000 down 7 points. It's been on fire lately. Russell 2000 at 1700. Crude oil. Big story today in crude oil. They did vote at OPEC to up the production a little bit, and crude oil is down to 64.72. I think maybe the run in energy stocks over. For now, gold down $7, $12.67 per ounce. The euro at 1.16 as the dollar continues to rally. That's killing gold. And, of course, it hurts other currencies. And the 10-year yield at 2.91%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. And as I said, once again, broadcasting today from Scottsdale, where I'm hanging out until next Tuesday, when I'll be jumping on a flight for Dallas International Airport. And we'll be meeting with folks Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the Embassy Suites Hotel at Love Field. If you would like an appointment with me, it's pretty much full, but we'll squeeze you in somehow. You can reserve a spot or try to set up an appointment by calling us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or going to the website, our website at GundersonCapital.com. And on Saturday, we got a nice crowd. That is going to be the place to be in Texas on Saturday, June 30th. You want to become a better investor? Do you want to try to one-up Wall Street with their asset allocation mentality? You want to have a little bit more confidence? Do you want to change your investing life? Well, I can't promise all that, but maybe a Danish I can promise, you know. But we'll be there. I'll do my best Saturday morning, June 30th. Bring your children. Bring your pets. No, I'm just kidding. June the 30th at the Embassy Suites Love Field, 8:30 a.m. That's the place to be. Well, the Dow is now down 8 days in a row, and I think you can blame this one on trade war, escalating trade war. Oh, it's a trade war. Make no mistake about it. It's that game of poker right now where one ups the ante. I'll see your raise, and I'll raise you another $200 billion. And that's where we're at. It seems like it's a game that China can't win. But for now, you know, we're in the midst of that hand, and nobody has reached out and taken that entire pot and brought it into them yet. Obviously, Lighthizer, Navarro, Trump, and Cutlow hoping to do that at some point, saying, you know what, we don't want to win. We don't want to take advantage of you. We just don't want to be taken advantage of. That's all we're asking for. Well, we'll see where it all leads. In the meantime, there's a lot of stocks that are unaffected by the trade war. That ought to be pretty obvious. When the Dow is down for 8 days in a row and the NASDAQ is hitting new all-time highs, you got to believe that retailer, Five Below, or some of these other stocks out there, small cap stocks in particular, unaffected by the trade war, and they continue to respond to a strong economy, strong earnings, GDP growth, a low interest rate environment, while those big Dow stocks worry and sweat and tremble at the thought of having tariffs, more tariffs placed upon them. And that seems to be where most of the damage is being done. In fact, China has said it. Here is a quote in the China state-controlled Global Times. If Trump continues to escalate trade tensions with China, we cannot rule out the possibility that China will strike back by adopting hard-line approach targeting Dow Jones Index giants, wrote China state-controlled Global Times. Now, maybe at some point they'll say, and then we're going after all those NASDAQ stocks like Facebook and whatnot. I don't know if they can get through to those, but for now, they're threatening to target the Dow Jones giants. No wonder they've been down for 8 days in a row. Beijing will further open up China's financial markets to the world, a move that may draw funds from U.S. stock markets. I don't think so. I don't think that all of a sudden people are going to move their money away from the U.S. stocks to China, but China thinks that they have a little bit of leverage there as the global investors increasingly add Chinese stocks to their portfolios. Well, here's an interesting, speaking of Dow Jones stocks, Goldman Sachs says there's hope for General Electric. Normally speaking, after a stock is removed from the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it outperforms in the year after the announcement. AT&T climbed by 15% in the 12 months after its March 15th replacement in the Dow by Apple. I think that was a good move by the Dow to kick out AT&T and replace it with Apple. They also say that Alcoa soared 96%. HP, when it was kicked out, gained 73% the next year. And Bank of America added 17% in the year after their exit in September 2013. So there you go. The odds are for GE next year, or the next 12 months, to outperform. Buy some options on GE. William Blair analyst Nicholas Heyman came out in defense of the stock today. Oh my, reiterating an outperform rating and saying GE is finally on the road to recovery. Well, maybe it hit bottom. I mean, maybe, you know, down so low that it can't go any lower. You've heard the country western songs along those lines, and there's nowhere to go but up from here. Something to think about. Well, you know, the EU is coming around in all of this trade talk. The European Union is ready to engage with the U.S. to solve a trade war triggered by Washington's decision to impose metal tariffs, according to EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström. She describes the tariffs as illegal as they contravened World Trade Organization rules, but said the whole EU is based on the idea that we talk. Germany's leading automakers, including Daimler, BMW, Volkswagen, have also thrown their support behind the abolition of all EU-US tariffs as Daimler cut its 2018 profit forecast based on trade war forecast. Well, the tariffs on metal and aluminum seem to be working as it relates to the EU, as EU is coming to the bargaining table. In fact, the EU is saying we'll get rid of all tariffs. Now, wouldn't that be nice if we had a tariff-free world and it was actually a free trading environment out there? Well, the EU willing to offer that card, but China, on the other hand, remains resolute in escalating the war. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've often floated the thesis and my observation that the market ebbs and flows with Trump's popularity, because it is my strong opinion that the market wants six more years of Trump policy and does not want Elizabeth Warren coming anywhere near the economy of the United States. It seems that what we're doing here in the U.S. for economic growth and prosperity is working, all right? So the market ebbs and flows with Trump's popularity. When there's things that are going wrong, the market sells off, trade wars, investigations by Mueller, whatever the case may be. And when things go well, the market seems to be happy again. That's just my observation. And the immigration thing has been a negative against the current administration, and it has held the market down a little bit. All of these images of children in cages and all this kind of thing. Well, I watched yesterday as he met with leaders around the table in the White House, the conference room, the big conference room. He says, you know what, we're just going to solve this for now. Just going to solve it. And I'm going to solve this whole immigration policy, which has been going on for years and years and years. And I found it very interesting. I'm not particularly a Hillary Clinton fan. But she sent out a tweet. I am on Twitter and stalked which. She sent out a tweet. Anybody who's ever held a child in their arms should be outraged at what's going on. Well, I would respond to Hillary Clinton. Everybody who's ever held a baby in their arms should be outraged, Hillary, at one of your pet projects. And you know what I'm talking about. She is very, very volatile and militant about the right for abortion. So that's my two cents on Hillary's comments yesterday. Jobless claims, 218,000 versus 220K. We continue to have a strong jobs market. That is good for the economy. That is good for U.S. stocks. We continue to watch central banks around the world. Bank of England votes to maintain their rate at 0.5%. Okay, Bank of England, what are you doing to increase the growth of your economy? That's all you're doing is monetary policy. You're keeping rates low. And we already know how that experiment went here in the U.S. 8 years of zero interest rate policy got us 2% growth. And that's exactly what you're getting there in the UK, if that. And the Eurozone continues to rely on monetary policy alone. They need to fly Arthur Laffer over there and give them a little bit of a lecture on economic growth and how to achieve economic growth. Executive fear possibility of an Ital exit. Well, we had the Brexit. Now Italy's new right-wing populist government is triggering fears among executives that the third largest economy in Europe will soon vote to leave the Eurozone. Well, why does that bother me with my 401k? Because last time when Brexit hit, the market took quite a dump there for a while. It upset the markets enormously, and then they soon recovered. That ended up being a great buying opportunity. So go ahead, Italy. Leave the block, and when the market plunges, we'll go in and buy some more Netflix. Iran signals support for OPEC output increase. This is a big story today because it impacts one of the 13 sectors in our economy. I made a major sell this week in one of my oil holdings. I didn't like the politics of the country that it's in, where things seem to be spiraling down, and I didn't like the fact that oil prices all of a sudden are leveling off and in a slight downfall. And they did indeed vote as OPEC, well, they haven't voted yet, but OPEC appears on the verge of reaching an agreement to increase production. You see why all these little news events around the world impact your portfolio? Someone's got to be reading this stuff and watching out for you. This puts a damper on the energy sector, which has been pretty buoyant up till now. Meanwhile, a major oil stock, and this is the one I sold, Ecopetrol, has no estimate of when it may resume pumping on the Cano-Limo Convenas pipeline in Colombia. Now listen to this. Pumping has been halted for 161 days because of bomb attacks and oil theft. The 480-mile-long pipeline. Now imagine stealing oil from a pipeline. It runs from the eastern border with Venezuela to the Caribbean Sea and has been offline since January 10th. You know, I think I'll just let them work things out there in Colombia at Ecopetrol for now. And in the meantime, I will stand on the sidelines. What percent of your mortgage payment from your paycheck, with the average around the world, around the country, monthly mortgage payments on a typical U.S. home required 17.1% of the median income. So in other words, if you make 100 grand a year, 17,000 is going to your mortgage payment. That is the average, up from 15.9% in 2019. Now, what has caused most of this rise? Well, mortgage rates rose almost 50 basis points in the first 3 months of this year. Where's the most least affordable housing? San Jose, California has the least affordable mortgage payments, requiring one half. You think yours is high at 17% of your paycheck. If you want to work in San Jose and live in San Jose, you're going to have to deliver one half of your paycheck to the mortgage company and the other half of your paycheck to Jerry Brown. So there you go, San Jose. Okay, well, mortgage rates, mortgage taking up bigger. All right, we're going to talk about some we still got a few more macro. Gold slides to a fresh 2018 low amid dollar strength. Who's the guy who every week in the newsletter has been writing avoid gold because of a strong dollar? And yet I know so many people. I talked to a guy in Florida. I've got my whole IRA in gold because it's coming. It's been coming for 30 years, this collapse. I know there's going to be a collapse out there, but wait until the signs are there. In the meantime, make hay while the sun shines, okay? The market has quadrupled now over the last 9 years. Gold settles at a new six-month low. We come back, we'll talk about some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one of the subjects that I talk about a lot is, when do you admit that you're wrong and throw in the towel on a thesis that you might have on the market? I know people that have been bearish on the market for 5 years. I know people that have stubbornly held on to General Electric for years and years and years and have ridden it way down. I've known people that didn't want to pay the capital gains taxes on a stock with a big gain, but now the stock is slipping. You know, don't worry. Before long, you won't have to worry about that capital gain anymore because the stock will have given up most of it. There's times when you have to admit, you have to swallow your pride. Isn't pride an emotion? Isn't pride a big deterrent to stubbornly march forward saying, I'm right and the market is wrong? Let me tell you, the market is right and you're wrong. Yet I see big wirehouse firms on a consistent basis continue to defend their positions. I think it's to save face, maybe. Maybe a firm like Oppenheimer, maybe, you know, they've been touting Starbucks for a long time, and Starbucks continues to slip. It's not the growth giant that it once was. In fact, not only slip, the stock has been plunging lately, yet Oppenheimer is still positive on Starbucks. You know, that's one of the things that I have learned over the years of 22 years in the business. You cannot stubbornly hold on. And I've heard every reason that there could possibly be invented for holding on to a stock that continues to go lower. I've heard the story is good. They've got this new product coming out. Eventually, the market's going to realize the value of this company. The market doesn't know what it's talking about. Only I know what I'm talking about. Well, I've admitted I was wrong dozens of times this year alone. We're almost at the halfway point of the year, 9 more days. I've either sold stocks because they've reached my objective, or I've sold stocks because I was wrong. You know, it looked to me like everything was good. We had the valuation there. We had a good, strong momentum going. But sometimes the world changes on you. This is a major tidal shift, what OPEC is doing right now in raising their production levels. That cast a shadow on the energy sector. Now, I only own a few now, just a couple. I've gotten rid of most of them in the past few weeks. But now it appears that maybe there won't be any energy stocks left in my portfolios by the end of the week. Now, I wasn't wrong. It's just that the world changed, which is another argument for active investing versus passive investing. All right, here's some observations from this week. Facebook, unbelievable. Broke out yesterday. I admitted I was wrong when I had Facebook is one of my core holdings. Where are you going to find a better large cap, $583 billion market cap company that's been growing their earnings by 109% per year over the last 5 years? Well, they had a slip up. Amazon had a slip up a few years ago. Netflix had a major slip up several years ago. Apple nearly went out of business 15. What do great companies do? They fix the slip up and they march on. That's a good lesson in life, in our personal lives. When we slip up, we fix it and we march forward. We pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off. How many times have you had to dust yourself off, get back on your feet, get back in the race, all those cliches? Well, Facebook is now hitting new all-time highs. I got back into Facebook, and now it is breaking out with a vengeance, and I continue to own Facebook. It's one of my core holdings in my premier growth portfolio. You know, 20 years ago, it was a whole different set of stocks that were leading the growth. There was no such thing as social media. I mean, you go back when there was no such thing as email and no such thing as web surfing. How does Facebook make their money? I've never paid a penny to Facebook. Well, if you're an advertiser, and I understand the advertising business, it's all about eyeballs and how many eyeballs view, whether it's a bus stop, whether it's a sign on a inside of a mass transit, whether it's a billboard on the freeway, or whether it's a television commercial during the Super Bowl. It's eyeballs. You pay for eyeballs. And the more eyeballs that see your ad, the more you're going to fork out to a company like Facebook, which has 2 billion users on this planet, almost 30% of the world. Now Facebook is testing a new revenue stream, allowing administrators of its groups to charge subscriptions of $4.99 to $2.99 for limited access to exclusive subgroups. The company isn't taking a cut of that money during the test, but could move towards monetizing a feature with more than a billion users. The first groups to see the feature include a hand-picked set of parenting, cooking, and home organization groups. So Facebook continues to monetize. Hopefully Twitter can figure out to monetize. In the meantime, Twitter's other company, Jack Dorsey's other company, Square, I sent out, let's get the model portfolios up here. I have my little trading account. Let me open the drawer over here, make sure nobody's looking. I have my little side trading account, and I also have it, some of it, in the newsletter here. It's called the Speculative Trading Account. On June 1st, I said, I'm buying 6 call contracts, option contracts on Square, and I'm buying the July 20th, 2018 calls. I bought the $60 calls. The stock at the time was trading, oh, I think around 60, right around there. I bought them for $3.15, or a minimum options contract is 100 shares. You could have bought one contract for $315. And I bought some time. I bought them on June the 1st with a July 20th. It just looked to me like Square was on the verge of breaking out to new all-time highs. And it did. I was right this time. Once in a while, you know, I get it right. And I sold those Square $315 calls, all 6 of them yesterday, for $863 times 6. So my initial $1,890 investment was sold for $5,178, or a $3,288, 174% profit. Now, it doesn't happen every time, but when I see something that I think has a very high probability and it's a very high quality stock like a Square, I'll take a little gander on the options. I currently have three. I have three open positions left. One's an option, and the other two are biotech stocks, cheap biotech stocks. That's the speculative account. That's my live trading operation here at Gunderson Capital Management. The fun stuff, it's $89 a month for every trade I make in all four of my portfolios. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. The market definitely has taken a turn for the worse here, especially the NASDAQ. Well, I had a guy write to me yesterday who follows my live trades. And he said, what did you see in Square's chart to make you sell? Well, I can just say that I thought it was overheated. When you've been looking at charts for 30 to 35 years, especially the live charts like we have now on the internet, I used to get my charts delivered to me every Saturday morning in the form of a couple of books called Daily Graphs. The green one was the NASDAQ, and the blue one was the Dow, or the New York Stock Exchange stocks. They had three symbols. The NASDAQ had four symbols back then. And I would thumb through those charts, which were static, obviously. They were as of Friday's close. And they were out by the weekend, for the weekend, and they were delivered into my driveway. I would hear them come about 5 a.m. I couldn't wait to get up and thumb through the charts. And now we've got all of this modern technology at our fingertips. And he said, what did you see? And I wrote back one word, overheated. Is that one word or is that two words? I don't know. I'll have to look at my dictionary. But I said overheated. Okay, it went up. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. You got a big profit in an option call. I know. I still have a month left on this thing. It could go a heck of a lot higher. I can always buy it back when it settles down. But that was my answer. I thought it was overheated. The other payment company that's been hitting new highs lately is PayPal. I continue to own PayPal as I consider that $100 billion company to also be one of the premier growth stocks of our time. You know, like I said, 25 years ago, AT&T was getting a lot more for its long distance rates than it gets today. Industries are disrupted all of the time. And there are companies that disrupt these industries, and you want to own the disruptor and not the disrupted. Now, one of my companies will be reporting earnings after the close today. I'll mention this. I'll put my neck on the line because there's always the possibility that they miss their earnings estimate and the stock plunges. And everyone says, see, Gunderson's an idiot. I knew it. I told you that guy was stupid. Well, you never know how earnings, it's a flip of a coin. I don't have any more information than you have or anybody has other than the CEO and the CFO on what kind of earnings that Red Hat will report tonight after the close of the market. It's just part and parcel to owning stocks in the market. You're subject to earnings reports every 90 days. And you've heard the call by Buffett and a few others to end this quarterly earnings nonsense, but I don't think it's going away. I think it's a big part of the market, keeps the analysts busy. It keeps interest going in the stock market. It helps these companies always be aware of, you know, their expenses and their sales goals and their targets and their prices and their gross margins and their net margins and their overhead. It makes them stay on top of it because they know every 90 days they've got to report in to the public. Well, Red Hat has been a pretty good performer over the years. That's your Linux software. That's your open system software. Over the last 10 years, Red Hat has averaged 22% per year as a stock. There's no dividend yield here. This is a pure growth stock out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I think they moved out of the Silicon Valley where you're workers have to pay one half of their paycheck to live there. Now, I'm sure in Raleigh, North Carolina, it's nothing like one half. It's probably more towards that national average of 17%. And having just come from South Carolina, those Carolinas are a pretty nice place to be. Other than a little bit of humidity, that's not bad back there. Really, really pretty. So anyways, we'll see what Red Hat is going to report tonight. Right now, it's the number 37 ranked stock in my database, the Best Stocks Now database of 5,166. It is a stock that I own in my Premier Growth account. And I know there's people out there that if they miss their earnings and the stock is down 13% in the after hours, will say, oh, that Gunderson, that guy, he doesn't know. Well, anyways, we'll see what they report. The stock EPS after the close today, the stock is selling off a little bit today in anticipation. But this has been a solid, steady performer over the years. Okay, well, next a week from today, we'll be in Dallas Tuesday, getting there Tuesday evening. Be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'll be there with my planner. And we'll be having that workshop on June the 30th. We'll be broadcasting from Mike Gallagher's studios on Wednesday in Dallas in the Las Colinas area from SRN headquarters. So we're looking forward to our trip to Dallas and looking forward to meeting as many people as we possibly can while we're there. If you'd like to reserve a seat to the workshop or if you'd like to meet with us in person, talk about a plan, talk about growth, talk about income, talk about saving on your taxes, whatever the case may be, protecting the next generation. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Now, I'm starting the newsletter today. I'll be writing it tomorrow along with Managing Money. It'll go out sometime Saturday, hopefully. If you'd like to see where I'm at right now with the market, I've been a bull since 2009, not a bad track record, and I'm a market timer. You can get the newsletter by going to the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. And also, if you'd like to see us in Dallas, we'll be there, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.